Hello, this is Sean Martin, Editor-in-Chief for ITSP Magazine, and you are very welcome to a new The Academy podcast here on ITSP Radio. Recently, I had the opportunity to be part of the official launch of Cyber Ireland in Cork. And following the event, I was able to spend a few minutes with Dr. Owen Byrne, Cyber Ireland's cluster manager, along with two of the cluster's board members, Jackie Fox, Cyber and IT Forensics Lead at Deloitte, and Pat Larkin, CEO at Ward Solutions. During our conversation, we explore the role of cybersecurity in Ireland and Ireland's role on the European and global cybersecurity stage. It's no surprise we're at a critical point in time when it comes to cyber talent and cyber skills, and the Cyber Ireland cluster is gearing up to address this challenge head-on with collaboration amongst industry, academia, and government. Today's episode of The Academy is made possible by the generosity of our sponsor, BugCrowd. BugCrowd combines actionable contextual intelligence with the skill and experience of the world's most advanced hackers. To learn more about BugCrowd and bug bounties, be sure to visit their directory listing on ITSP Magazine. The team at BugCrowd, we appreciate your support. Before we get into the board discussion, let's hear from David Stanton, TD. He's Minister of State at the Department of Justice and Equality here in Ireland. Listen in as he officially opens the launch. So I'm joined today by Owen Byrne, Jackie Fox, and Pat Larkin. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate the time here. And we're in Cork today for the official launch of Cyber Ireland. Congratulations on a fantastic turnout. Fair play to y'all. Lots of people from industry and academia, and I saw some law enforcement folks, and obviously a lot of support from government entities as well. So really glad to see what you're doing here. And tell us a little bit about what Cyber Ireland is. What's it all about? Owen.
So Cyber Ireland is a new initiative to establish a national cybersecurity cluster organization to represent Ireland's cybersecurity sector. So the mission is to bring together industry, academia, and government to address the challenges of the sector and also represent the needs of the sector as well. And our vision is to make Cyber Ireland, or to make Ireland's cybersecurity sector, one of the leading global cybersecurity locations. It goes back to 2017, when there was an industry forum held in Cork, where there was 20 companies, both SMEs and multinationals, came together to look at the number one issue or challenge for all cybersecurity companies around talent and skills. So these companies, I suppose, widened out those discussions to looking at research and development, promotion of the sector nationally, and also looking at international aspects. And out of that forum, there was a call for greater industry representation in Ireland, because there was no one organisation looking after the needs of the cybersecurity industry. From that, Cork Institute of Technology, with the support of IDA Ireland, put together an application to establish this cluster organisation. We've seed investment to get the cluster organisation up and running for 2 years. And today was the official launch of the cluster organisation, where we brought together industry, academia and government. We had over 150 attendees here today. And we're allowing organisations and companies from across the cybersecurity sector to sign up and become members of Cyber Ireland.
So what does it mean to be a member of this cluster?
I think from my perspective, it's a culmination of probably efforts that I know individual members have been trying to achieve for, you know, 4 or 5 years. But I think the opportunity through this cluster is to actually achieve that objective, which is to really take Ireland's cybersecurity capability and execution to the next level, and then to allow Ireland to capitalize on that both societally and also economically.
Jackie, so how do you view somebody at an organization like Deloitte, their role in this cluster?
Okay, well, the role of my role on the board is as vice chair, and very specifically, I will be working in the internationalization, kind of, you know, promoting this abroad and making sure that organizations have startups have the kind of right connections, and that we introduce them to the right people and give them all the help that they can to get started here. My role within Deloitte as cyber leader is to bring cyber expertise to organisations to help them secure themselves and to help them in the event that they do actually have a cyber incident. So I would like to think that, you know, my presence on the board and my involvement in the cluster means that I can bring technical knowledge about what people actually need and what's happening day to day to organisations, whether they be looking at R&D, at looking at developing new products, that I can advise them about what's useful and what might be helpful for people. And then also kind of broader involvement that an organisation like Deloitte would bring, advising places on strategy and, you know, kind of finance and all those sort of areas as well.
Wonderful. And so can you kind of paint a picture for the rest of the board? What types of roles are also involved? Obviously, people from academia. Can you kind of paint a picture of what the board looks like and some of the roles there?
Sure. There was a very deliberate decision to have kind of a strong presence from industry on the board. So there are 8 members of the board who are from some level of industry, whether that's in professional services or manufacturing or offering some kind of service or product development or R&D. And then there's also representation from government. I think there's 3 representatives from government and 3 also from academia. And the idea is that in a cluster environment, that it's more successful if you have more industry representation there, but that it really needs academia to be on board from a training and R&D perspective, like to bring in FDI, and then also from a government perspective, you know, to be able to lobby to government and actually have government support the cluster as well.
What do you see the impact being on the cybersecurity industry here, and then maybe even branched out into Europe and beyond?
Well, I think if you look at the key focus area, the objectives that we're trying to achieve through the cluster, we're looking at trying to address the talent and skills shortage, which obviously is an international problem, and no one organisation is going to be able to achieve that in Ireland. You have various universities and institutes of technology who are providing undergraduates in computer science, cybersecurity courses. There's 8 dedicated postgraduate courses in cybersecurity in Ireland. But if we want to look at addressing the talent and skills shortage, it needs to be a joined up approach. So how can we bring together all the universities and the IoTs to address it? But also looking at right from the introduction to cybersecurity all the way up to PhD level as well. So we're looking at bringing together all those organisations from academia, and then also getting industry input into that as well to give feedback on courses so that they can be better aligned with the needs of industry. And some of the things that we'll be looking at doing is running a survey with our members to understand their needs for skills and talents, both at the moment and into the future, while also maybe running focus groups in the different regions, because we're seeing regional variations between Cork, Dublin and Galway, what the needs are. The other areas that we're looking at is enhancing the level of research and development that's ongoing. So actually mapping what's going on in R&D at the moment in Ireland. We don't have a national cybersecurity research centre, and the cybersecurity R&D landscape is quite fragmented across various different research centres and groups across the country. And what we need to do is actually identify what's going on and see can we promote that better, and also get more collaboration going between academia. And once we have that done, we want to also bring in industry and to see what's going on with industry, but also to matchmake there to see is there areas of collaboration that we can look at, and looking at the different types of funding that's available both at a national level and in Europe as well. So they're just two of the key areas we're looking at.
Yeah, and I see that, well, it's very obvious to me coming from the US that there's a very healthy unity between industry and university. Maybe not as much as I'd find in the States, interestingly enough. And what I'm hearing and seeing here is the focus on talent as a means to obviously fulfill the needs within Ireland from a cybersecurity perspective, but then also as a hub for other organizations to find talent. Basically, I think you even said it, Jackie, we want to be the cyber literate country, right?
Oh, yeah.
When people think cybersecurity and talent, where do they go to find them?
Yeah, well, I think there's a huge breadth of requirements, you know, because realistically, you know, we would have things like managed service providers here who would have to have people who would be monitoring alerts and running that sort of thing, which is, you know, some parts of that are quite entry level, but obviously going up further levels within that, it gets quite sophisticated, the requirements that somebody would have to do that type of work. Then we would have requirements for people to do training in cybersecurity, which a lot of that is about your ability to train people, not necessarily to have an in-depth knowledge of the material or to be able to write the material, but it's to present the material to people in a way that they can. So there's lots of scope for lots of different types of people to be involved. But I think one of the key things for Ireland as a country is that we should embed cybersecurity into every level of education and nationally push that out to ensure that we are seen as a cyber secure country where it's safe for our citizens and safe for businesses to operate in the knowledge that people are cyber literate here. And that means everybody, all citizens, not just within the corporate environment.
Yeah. And can you expand on that a bit? So I know there's a lot of activity or programs to really drive cybersecurity education up and down the stack. Maybe share a few examples.
I think at, let's say, primary school level, like there's 3 levels of education, primary, secondary and third level education. And at a primary level, it's really important that people would teach our children how to behave on social media and what some of the risks might be, you know, for their own personal safety, maybe as part of our SPHE or CSPE programs that we have in the Irish education at primary level. At secondary level, it's again to enhance on that, to teach people how to use computers safely, about how to communicate online properly, and then also to give them a certain amount of IT literacy, which is, you know, very important as well, but also to show the career pathways that are available within technology and specifically cybersecurity, and how, you know, that people are making themselves employable forever to get into this area, you know, that and it doesn't have to be STEM. If somebody doesn't have a natural inclination towards STEM, there are lots of other ways of contributing in the cybersecurity industry. And then at third level, it's my firm belief that everybody should have some kind of module or some kind of training for a day that means that they are cyber literate when they are put into the workforce in Ireland. And I think that's the way that we can tackle that.
Yeah, lovely. And Pat, maybe from your perspective, there's a ton of innovation here, right? And as we all know, you study something today in cyber and it might be old news tomorrow. So with the tremendous amount of innovation here in Ireland, how do you see the talent, or how do you see Cyber Ireland actually driving innovation, not just in other areas of industry and in cybersecurity from a practice perspective, but also in the university? So kind of to Owen's point, the collaboration between university and industry. How do you see that playing out?
I think that perhaps the networking collaboration opportunity that Cyber Ireland offers is it allows us to maybe shorten the cycle time of research. just a really simple example today, we're a partner of a large vendor who has a R&D and product development capability here in Ireland. One of their lead CTOs as part of the development organization just wanted to collaborate with us today to say, look, we're working on something, it's early prototype. Could we talk to you guys in your MSSP and in your SOC to see, would this make your SOC analyst more productive? Would it eliminate X amount of false positives, etc.? If we bring in our head of R&D, would you partner in terms of, you know, the collaboration of feeding inputs into the research activity? And then would we take that back out? Would we drink some of that champagne, if you like, in terms of take it back out, prototype it within our security operation safely? And then, you know, the quid pro quo, if you like, is we feed the innovation and the research. We benefit from some of that prototyping it. And then, because we're already partnered, that we can bring that to market and maybe get some competitive advantage over our competitors very, very quickly, make our people more productive, solve more problems for our customers. Because I think the challenge always is in security is the value add that you talked about earlier, which is some people regard it as very much insurance. You know, it's a kind of a necessary thing. Whereas actually what you're trying to do constantly is come up the value chain, which is, look, I'm solving more problems from you. I'm reducing your risk further. I'm reducing the attacks you're suffering further. I'm shortening your exposure time. And you're trying to do that constantly, demonstrate more and more value to your customers. And that's at an economic level. You know, there's an acceptable economic level to pay for risk management. So I think the opportunity for Cyber Ireland is that sort of collaboration, with also an explicit goal of saying, actually, you know, the industry feeds research activity and helps shorten the cycle to get that research activity back into execution and back into something valuable for industry and for society.
Yeah. So I was asked earlier, is there anything like this in the States? And I couldn't put my finger on anything like this. I think there are certainly federal entities that exist, but they're massive, and there are industry vertical type associations, but they're still massive and vertically focused. And so what attracts me to this, and which is why I'm here talking to you today, is that there is a government backing and some funding as well to make this happen. And it's really driving, which I think we need globally, a mindset of cyber safety, right? Cyber security. And so, Owen, if you can maybe wrap it up here with your final thought, then I'll come to the two of you. Just your view of how this can change the mindset for not just cyber companies and not just government, not just academia, but how, as a whole, how does this change the mindset of folks?
Yeah, I suppose what we're trying to build on here is you know, industry cluster development, which is programs that have been running across Europe in various different sectors for two decades. It comes from Michael Porter's theory from Harvard. And, you know, the main, I think one of the key words that we heard from the launch day is about collaboration. It's about, the sum is stronger than the sum of the parts. When you're bringing industry, academia and government together to address those key challenges that we've been talking about. And that's really what we're trying to do here. It's not rocket science. It's not anything, you know, amazing. And there are a number of cybersecurity clusters already in existence out in Europe. And I'm sure there might be some in the US as well. We've already connected in with the Northern European Cybersecurity Clusters Group, which has clusters, cybersecurity clusters from Norway, Finland, Sweden, Lithuania, Estonia, and Denmark and Germany. And there's another international group called Global EPIC, which is a group, a network of 27 cybersecurity innovation ecosystems. So I suppose we benefit from having a single point of contact or an industry organization to represent the whole sector to be able to tap into those types of groups. And then again, it's looking at what are the needs at a national level and how we can work together to address those.
And Pat, to you, a final question, then your final thoughts. How do we kind of break out of the tradition of security people talking to cybersecurity people? Because I think that's where we have to go. If we constantly just bring cybersecurity people together and talk about the same things, maybe there's some innovation. But how do we reach those SMEs that may not be as familiar or aware, or it's not going to happen to them?
I think the interesting thing, and I suppose one of the remits and one of the opportunities for Cyber Ireland is actually conduit to government and to help shape government policy. And I think to Jackie's earlier points, I think the absolute key in government policy to broaden the societal benefit, I think, is that you get cybersecurity not as a deep techie conversation, but you get basic principles of protecting yourself, protecting your business, managing risk, etc., into every conversation at an appropriate level, into, you know, childhood conversation, early education, into, you know, kind of STEM, funneling people towards third level education, etc. But that you get it into, there's a cyber lawyer, there's a cyber teacher, there's a cyber soldier, there's a cyber policeman. And it's not that they're specialist, it's that actually they understand, you know, the principles of cyber in their normal day-to-day business, and then separately they have deep specialism above that. But if a policeman is encountering, you know, what would be a typical normal crime, but there's a cyber element to it, a phone or something, or, you know, a mobile device that's involved, that implicitly he or she knows how to deal with that and handle that. Similarly, if somebody's in their domain of expertise, that they're applying appropriate cyber and risk management principles to that domain of expertise as a natural action.
Right. And Jackie, a final question and thought, or a final question to you and your final thoughts. So in his opening remarks, Minister mentioned the need for diverse talent as well. And I think he even called out one of our partners, Women in Security and Privacy, WISP. So from your perspective, how do you see Cyber Ireland really focusing in on and driving toward a diverse talent pool?
Okay, well, I think because of the huge shortage of people in cybersecurity, we need to make sure that we are getting the best talent across the board, no matter what kind of ethnicity or country of origin people are from or what gender they are. I think it's very important that we have role models out in society who are prepared to stand up and speak about, you know, this is a good job for a woman. Like, I personally had a career break for 7 years when I decided to take time off and be with my kids, but yet I'm back up, you know, in front of industry again. And I think it's important that people see that cybersecurity is a career for everybody. There is room for everybody, no matter what training, what discipline you come from. There is something there for you, and it doesn't matter what, you know the objections that people might potentially have. We need to help overcome those. Like, it is still traditionally a very male-dominated industry. Figures recently were like 11%. I saw that jump up to 20% as being, you know, the amount of female participation. There's a tipping point. If you don't get 33%, you're considered marginalized. So I think it's really important that we actually get up to that tipping point so that it is normal and typical that we have women in particular involved in cybersecurity. Personally, I will try very hard to take in and train women to work with me, but I see a lot of people around me doing that as well. You know, so I believe that this is something that can be addressed, but I think we need to address it from the ground up, from primary school, second level, third level, to kind of say this is a normal thing for people to do. It's a good career for a woman or people from other diverse backgrounds to have. And I think we just need to keep reminding people of that and putting role models in front of them so that people can relate to people who are in the industry and think, I'd like their job, I'd like that person's job, I want to work with them.
Yeah, fabulous. Well, we often forget that cybersecurity is a, well, we're trying to protect ourselves from ourselves, right? And it ultimately boils down to the humanity, the humans. And so anything you can do to embrace us humans as part of this process, forget that it's technology and systems and devices, and remember that they're people that we're trying to protect and people we need to join the forces to do so, regardless of where they come from, what they look like, sound like, and etc. So thank you so much for the chat.
Sure.
Cheers.